See again, the Mishnah mem beis on the base assumes that the shemen shebiner is mukta. Eina yosin emenu, v'fi sheinim in amuchan. Muchan and mukta are opposites. So the Mishnah says, eina min amuchan means that the shemen shebiner is mukta. Not only the shemen shebiner is mukta bizman shehu biner, even after the shemen hamitafteh. The Mishnah is talking about einosim kli tachas haner lekabelas hashemen, means the shemen is dripping out. The shemen, Tosis points out, the shemen shebiner b'shur shehu doleg is mukta. That's the top line of mem zayinim and aleph. Hanach lener shemen b'tzilo hal benasa basis l'davar hasav. That the shalheves, Rashi learns, the shalheves is mukta. So everything that's sitting beneath it, namely the ner is the container, and the shemen is the oil, and the b'tzilo is the wick. So everything directly below it becomes a basis l'davar hasav. Calls man that the flame is still on top. What happens after the flame goes out? That's called Moshe Shemesh Ebener. What's the deal on Moshe Shemesh Ebener? So Tosfos on our Mishnah, on Mem Beis Amen Beis, Tosfos Dimam Aska, Eina Yoisem Imenu. The Tosfos refers you to the Gemara Mem Dalet Amad Aleph, where there is a Machlokes Hatanaim regarding Moshe Shemesh Ebener. Machlokes, here it is, 10 lines from the bottom, 8 lines from the bottom. Hatanya, Moshe Shemesh Ebener Veshebekaira Oser, Reb Shimon Matir. That's the Machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. They both agree, Bizman Shahaner Dolek, Bizman Shahalhebis Dolekes, that the Ner Shemin of Psilo is Vasus Davarasa. The Shad is after the flame goes out, so that's leftover Shemin. Most of Shemin Shemin Ner. So that's Machlokes, what they say, Migidis Katsoy Le Ben Ashmasha, says Katsoy Le Kuli Yoyim. And even though in Hilcha we went through already a little bit, and even on Hilcha's Mukta, the Gemara says we paskin like Reb Shimon. On Shabbos, for sure we paskin like Reb Shimon. On Yom Tov, there's a machlokes on the first daf in Beitza, whether we paskin like Reb Shimon, paskin like Reb Yehuda. Machlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramo, how to understand the Gemara in Beitza. Machlokes of Rishonim, which is the Mechaber paskin is like one Rishon, and the Ramo paskin like the other Rishon. So even though in Hilchas Shabbos we surely pass like Reb Shimon regarding Hilchas Mukta, but in this prat, Amigdus Katsoi, Reb Shimon denies it. So here the Gemara says we pass like Reb Yehuda. We do hold from Amigdus Katsoi the Ben Ashmashe seeks Katsoi the Kuli Yom. So Tosfos comments on the Mishnah here. What's the story over here? It says that the Shemen Hamitafteh min aner, the Shemen that drips down from the container. You're not allowed to use it because it's mukta. So the Mishnah is assuming that you say migras katoy the ben ashmash is katoy the kuli yoma. The Mishnah is already taking a stand against Reb Shimon. The Mishnah is gone like Reb Yehuda. So Tosfos wants to say no. We can look like Reb Shimon. You could even interpret the Mishnah goes afila liba the Reb Shimon who doesn't believe in migras katoy. That's what they quote. Kirev Shimon de Mata Moshe Shemesh Abiner Amem Dalet Amen Aleph. 8 lines from the bottom. That's the Machlokes in the Braisa, whether it's Amigdus Katsoy or not. Aye, but how come it says over here that it's Mukta? So maybe Eina Yosem Diktani Hacha Haina calls Man Shadolek. Maybe when the Mishnah says over here Eina Yosem Menu Fishenim and Amuchan the Shemen Hamitafteh remains Mukta. Maybe it doesn't mean that it remains Mukta throughout the whole day. Maybe it just means it remains mukta kolzman that the ner is dolek. Kolzman, the ner is dolek if the shemen is there. If the shemen is there, then it's basis of davar asa. Hanach l'ner shemen epsilo, it's a basis of davar asa when it's there. But here we're talking about the shemen hamitafteh. So the shemen hamitafteh, doesn't that depend on the issue of migedis katsoi the ben ashmashis is katsoi the kuli yoma? Reb Shimon denies migedis katsoi. So if you're talking about shemen hamitafteh, how can you say even Aliba de Reb Shimon, who holds that who denies Migdus Katsor, you're still going to say the Shemen Amitavtev is going to remain Mukta, but it's no longer a basis? So Tosfos explains, no, there are all kinds of Mukta. There's a Mukta Hukta le Mitzvasai. There's a din of Hukta le Mitzvasai. Where's the source for Hukta le Mitzvasai? So the original pasuk in Chumash is by Sukkot. It says Chakas Sukas Tasa L'Chashivas Yomim L'Hashem. How does the pasuk says L'Hashem? Chakas Sukas, I forgot it. I think it says L'Hashem. So maybe it doesn't say L'Hashem. I don't remember. Let me see. Do we have a Gemara Sukkah here? So the Gemara reads, the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk means that you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days. And the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, and not Pasuk, but it means you should construct the Sukkot that should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. Sukkot Tasa L'Choshiv As Yomim, you should construct the Sukkot that it's ruled of Choshiva, and it should be Tasa V'Laimin Ha'asui, and it should be B'Yosbuchom B'Gronuchom Yikvech, or the Schach should be made, the Afiyah HaSukkah goes on the Schach, doesn't go, there's no din of tasav lamin ha'asui on the tfan, it's only a din, that's how the Gemara says, only a din of tasav lamin ha'asui on the schach, and the schach, the asiyah of the schach should be, mipsol is gorn liyekesh, v'os b'chom migorn l'chom yikvech, the simple pshat in the pasuk is, you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days, at the season of the year, when you're gathering in the tvua from the sadeh, because it's going to start to rain after Sukkot. The whole summer in Eretz Yisrael doesn't rain. Doesn't rain a drop of water, doesn't rain. So they leave out the peiros in the farm. And after Sukkot, that's Chag HaAsav. You're going to bring everything in that it shouldn't get ruined by the rain. So that's the Pashup Shat. So the Gemara has this additional level of interpretation that the Pasuk is talking about Asiyas HaSukkah, the construction of the Sukkah. It should be Tasav Lamin Asav. It should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. And it should be made from, the Schach should be made from Sovah's Gorn V'yekir. But it says the word chag, chag means holiday, so the Gemara says not really. The word chag really means korban chagiga. We call Pesach Shavuot Sukkot a chag because it's a holiday on which we offer a korban chagiga. Strictly speaking, in biblical Hebrew, we wouldn't call this chag Purim. We wouldn't be able to call it chag Asmicha. We wouldn't be able to call it chag Haurim, chag Chanukah. Because in biblical Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, the word chag means a holiday. But in biblical Hebrew, the word chag has a restricted meaning. It means a holiday on which you bring a korban chagiga. So that's only Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. So the Gemara says, this additional, according to the additional level of interpretation, the whole pasuk goes on Sukkot Tasa L'Choshiv As Yomim L'Hashem B'Yosbuchom Megornachem and so on. It goes on construction of the Sukkot. And the word chag means that the Sukkot has a din like a korban chagiga, because that's what the word really means. That's what the word chag really means. So what do you mean like a korban chagiga? Kishem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kal chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. Minayin omar Rabbi Akiva, minayin la'atzei sukkah shasurim kol shiva, tamloim achag ha-sukkah shiva asyam ala shem, kishem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kal chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. It's a braisa of Rabbi Yudah ben Misere, and it's a memory in the name of Rabbi Akiva. That's a sukkah daf tes aman aleph. So what do you mean? What do you mean that the sukkah is Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah, that it's also Bahanoa? What kind of Bahanoa is it also Bahanoa? What kind of Bahanoa is that? So the Pashup Shat means you're not allowed to take off some of the twigs of the Schach and use it as a toothpick. Or if you're cold in the Sukkah Halama, you're not allowed to take down some of the Schach. But they are so thick, the Schach is so thick, even if I'll take out the half of the Schach, it still be Tzilos and Merubim HaMasa. So I'm going to take out half of the Schach, and I'll make a fire and keep myself warm inside the sukkah. It'll be warmer, it'll be more comfortable. So you're not allowed to do that. You're mevatel et mitzvosoi. What about getting hanoah from the schach without being mevatel et mitzvosoi? Let's say a guy has a towel, and the towel is sopping wet because everybody dried their hands on the towel, and he wants to put the towel up on top of the schach. So it is not going to sit under that. The towel is posel v'sachach boi. Even if the towel is made from wool, so it's not gidul karka, so it's possible to schach. Even if the towel is made from flax, which grows on a bush, it's still possible to schach because it's a dovah hamakabal tumah. And even if it wouldn't be makabal tumah, it's nishtana. Whenever the gidul karka is nishtana, so the Gemara says also that it's possible to schach from the rabbanon. But it's makabal tumah, so it's possible to schach from the natur. So I'm not going to sit. I want to put a towel on top of the schach that it should dry off in the sun in the daytime, let's say. I'm not going to sit under that. You can't sit under that because that's chach pasim on top of the chach kosher. So you're not yet if you sit under that. But is it permissible to put something up on top of the chach in order to dry you off? You're being nene, you're being mishtamish in the chach, but you're not mevatel et mitzvosah. The chach remains chach. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Taz. Quotes a big machlokes in Rishonim about that. Or let's say for chach, the fellow used hadasim. You can use whatever you want, and you can do the karka and use. So let's say he used hadassim for schach, and hadassim have a pleasant smell. So he wants to smell, he wants to stand up on his tippy toes and smell the pleasant aroma from the hadassim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you're not allowed to, because you're not allowed to be nene. The sukkah is also bahano. And then the Taz quotes that you look at the Rishonim, not all the Rishonim agree. Some Rishonim hold that it's only Yasser to get on if you mevatel it b'mitzvah. But if you're not mevatel, if you take off the schach and you use it as a toothpick, or you're going to burn it, but if you're not mevatel it, it remains schach and nene at the same time, that's okay. So the original pasuk of Huktzin mitzvah says by Sukkah. What part of the Sukkah that's a machlokes? The Rosh thinks that it should only, the Huktzin mitzvah should only apply to the schach. And he disagrees with the Rambam. He quotes, the Rambam says the Huktzin mitzvah applies both to the schach and to the tfanis. So the Rosh Tain is what he means, but the whole pasuk. The rest of the pasuk only goes on the schach, it doesn't go on the tfanis. On the tfanis there is no din of asiya. So why should you say that this word chag, hukish lechagige, machagige osabano, afsuka osmano, why should you say that detail din applies even to the tfanis? So that's the Rosh's kasha against the Rama. The Rama holds that the huktzin mitzvah applies to both parts of the sukkah. You have to have tfanis. If you don't have tfanis, the sukkah is not kosher. How many tfanis you need? It's not just that you need tfanis as a hechetim to hold up the schach. And if you have the schach suspended in mid-air, you don't need any tfanis. No, there's halacha. A sukkah has to have a floor also. So the Rambam's opinion is that the huk to the mitzvah goes even on the tfanis, and the Rosh holds that not. Does the din of huk to the mitzvah only apply to sukkah and to schach? So the Gemara says no, it applies to hodosh al mitzvah, it applies to esrog. Each one is hooked to the mitzvah. The esrog is hooked to the mitzvah that you're not allowed to eat it. The ikar hishtamshus of an esrog is it's a food item. So the ikar hishtamshus of an esrog is to eat. So it was never hooked to the mitzvah vis-a-vis smelling. So an esrog, if you want to, you may smell. And the hadasim, the ikar hishtamshus of hadasim is to smell it. So the Gemara says, the hadu shal mitzvah, also la'ariach boy. Esrog shal mitzvah, muto la'ariach boy. It's only also li'achlo. Each item that's a mitzvah, chefter shal mitzvah, that you use it. Not tam, a tree full of esrog means an esrog that was used. Even if you designated an esrog that you plan to use it on sukkahs, but you never used it, so that's not labeled as a chefter shal mitzvah. If you actually used it for sukkahs, you actually sat in the sukkah. Let's say I built the sukkah and I never sit in. So you don't say it's hooked to the mitzvah, so it's also ba'ano. Only that's a tzad shulchan aruch. Only if you actually used it as a sukkah, then it's labeled as a chefter shal mitzvah, then it's hooked to the mitzvah. So this din of Huktzin mitzvah not restrict the original pasuk, only says by sukkah, but the Gemara extends it even to the esrog and even to the hodos. Is that extension the rice, or is it only the rabban? Pashup shat that is the rice. Some want to say it's only the rabban, but pashup shat in Gemara is that's an extension the rice. You learn out from esrog amamatzino, just like it says by the mishkan atzei shitim omdim kederach kidilosam. So the Gemara learns that minatayra. That not only did the kroshim of the mishkan have to be kederach kedilosam, mikan that you learn out that any dovishal mitzvah, the kroshim of tashmishi kedusha, and the esrog and the lulav is only tashmishi mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. You learn out from there to kol atarkula, then any item that you're using for a mitzvah has to be kederach kedilosam. So it's over here. The original pasuk only says by sukkah, but I learn out from sukkah to all other tashmishi mitzvah. Sukkah is a tashmishi mitzvah. I learn out to all other tashmishi mitzvah. Pashup shat. You learn out that it's a mamatinim and a third, that by your tashmish and mitzvah, the thing is hooked to the mitzvah. So the thing is hooked to the mitzvah means that you're not allowed to, let's say the esrog, you're not allowed to eat it up. Okay. Does it necessarily follow that the esrog is also the taltalo? Does it follow that the esrog, you're not allowed to move it around? So how do you bench esrog? How do you shake the esrog? Oh, that's like esrog dechalois esrog. That's why. Because it's really an Issa hook to the mitzvah, so it makes it that you're not allowed to eat it. So if you can't eat it, so it should really be mukta letiltul. The only reason why you're allowed to taltul it is because b'makom mitzvah l'gozer be'rabbanan. That's the reason why. No. So let's go back again. What is the nature of the din of hook to the mitzvah? So there was the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz presented this machlokes. What if you have schach that's made from hadassim? Is it a violation of Huktzin mitzvah to smell the hadassim? You're not mevatel et mitzvah. You're not mevatel et mitzvah, but it's not in the line of the mitzvah. Smelling the schach is not part of the mitzvah. It doesn't enhance your mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. It's neither here nor there. The guy wants to on his own. He wants to smell the schach which consists of hadassim. So that's a machlokes. But what happens over here? Let's say netilas lulav requires that you should hold the lulav in the esrog and shake it. And it's a hidden mitzvah to hold it all day long. The Gemara says, Anshei Yerushalayim had the practice, they held it all day long. So what are you going to say? It's really hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to eat the yesrog because it's hooked to the mitzvah, so therefore it's hooked to the mitzvah, so it means it's also b'ano. Kishem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga, that the chagiga is also b'ano, and he said, me'ila behegdish, kachal shem shamayim ala suke, it's also b'ano. Like over here it says, eina yosin imenu, you're not allowed to get hanoa. You're not allowed to get hanoa from the shemen hamitafte. Why are you not allowed to get hanoa? If you have something that's, let's say, have a shalheves that's mukta, and everything underneath it is basis and davar ha'asa, so it's also mukta. So there's a dina mukta zasa b'ano. No dina mukta zasa b'ano. Tosis has a beferishi gemara in Pesachim. Tosis proves in Pesachim that mukta is mukta b'ano. It's not asa b'ano. So why does it say over here in the Yosef Menu? The answer is, any Yosef Menu is not because of mukta. Ne'er shemet epsil is mukta because of basis davar ha'asa. That's mukta l'taltel. The shalheves is mukta l'taltel. Whatever is not whatever doesn't fall under those four categories is mukta l'talta. So the shalheves is mukta, but and then ne'er shemet epsila, which is the bus is under it, so that's mukta l'talta. But we wouldn't say that it's asa b'hano. Over here, the shemen hamitafte, that's asa b'hano. Any yosin emenu? Why? Because she ain't a menamuchan. What's ain't a menamuchan? So they said that's what it means. It means it's hooked to the mitzvah. Yeah, but let's say what's the whole mitzvah of hadlokas ne'er shabbos? Mishum shalom bayis. That's how the Gemara says in Bana Madlik. What do you mean shalom bayis? Shalai kashal beitim above on him. That he should see where he's walking. So if you have, if you light the neris on yontif on the table, and it's dark in the other part of the house, so the mitzvah of the neris is to take the neris on the table and take it to the other room, in order to give light in the other room. You don't take hoops and mitzvahs, so you're not allowed to move it. If you have other lights in the other room, so you don't have to. But if you don't have other lights and you need a candle, so that's the mitzvah, so to take the candle. So how do you say on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk around with the candle on Shabbos because hooked to the mitzvah? No, that's what the mitzvah is. Mishum shalom bayi shalei kosher beitim above orim. The Tosfos says that's correct. Hooked to the mitzvah, he doesn't tell you. If there would have been a din that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, you have to smell the schach. So you can't say hooked to the mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell the schach. That's the mitzvah. Hooked to the mitzvah means you're not allowed to use it for other purposes. But if the mitzvah of the near Shabbos is to give illumination, that's mishum shalom bayis lo yikasha beitim bavarim. So other rabbi, you should say that you are allowed to walk around with the candle. The Tosha says the reason why you're not allowed to walk around with the candle is because it's a basis to the shalheves. And the shalheves is mukta l'tiltul, because it's not one of the four things, not the other mikela mochel mamashkin. So the ner shem and the psila under it becomes a basis l'davar haser, and that's why you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. On Yontif, you're allowed to move it. Apparently, they either because tilta mukta is muta l'tzarech ha'chal nefesh, either that, or because on Yontif you say that the shalheves is not mukta because he can be mishtamish in it, either one way or the other. But on Shabbos, the reason why you're not allowed to move around the ner shel Shabbos, the ner shel likavo, is not because hooked to the mitzvah. So adarab, but this is the mitzvah. So you want to move it around in order to get hanor from the light burning in the other location. So that's not a bitul mitzvah, so that's in the line of the mitzvah. To say any yosem imenu while it's lit, while it's serving the purpose of a ner shel Shabbos, that's defeating, that's against the mitzvah. So that we would never say it's also the talta because it's hooked to the mitzvah. We say it's also the talta because it's a basis davar also to the shalheves. But the Mishnah is talking about the shemen hamitafteif. The shemen hamitafteif is no longer serving the purpose of the mitzvah. It fell out. It's not going to climb back in. So the shemen hamitafteif originally started off as hooked to the mitzvah. Let's say the mitzvah of the Gemara says Anshe Yerushalayim used to carry around the dalet minim all day long. Most people don't do that. Most people don't carry on the dalet minim all day long. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik had a suggestion that maybe the kachaya dark kachaya merhogim shalan she Yerushalayim, that they carried around the dalet minim all day long. Maybe it only makes sense in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, why do they do it? In order to demonstrate chavivus hamitzvah. So one could think that if you live in New York, you want to demonstrate chavivus hamitzvah also. Carrying around all day long, you'll be demonstrating chavivus hamitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik made a suggestion, maybe this demonstration of chavivus hamitzvah only makes sense in Yerushalayim, because the Rambam's opinion is that lulav nito b'migdosh kol shiva b'medina only yom rishon, the mitzvah men ha-Torah to shake a lulav all 7 days is only in Migdosh. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, it means the whole city Yerushalayim. So you see that in Yerushalayim there was the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is different from the rest of the world. So he made a suggestion, maybe this Chavivas HaMitzvah Banshe Yerushalayim holding the Lulav Nesug all day long, maybe it only makes sense in Yerushalayim. Maybe outside Yerushalayim it wouldn't even show Chavivas HaMitzvah in Yerushalayim, because there's an additional mitzvah called Shiva. That may be included in that mitzvah is that even though we normally say Meda'ag Behei, Nafek Behei, once you picked up the Lulav, the Dalet Min and the Yotz and the mitzvah, and you pick it up again, you're not adding anything, so maybe it wouldn't even be a Chavivas HaMitzvah. Maybe the Chavivas HaMitzvah is like if you wear tefillin all day long, so you mekayim a mitzvah wearing tefillin all day long. If I take off tefillin and I put it back on a second time in the day, the Gemara says you say a bracha. If you shake a lulav in the morning, then you shake a lulav in the afternoon, you don't say a bracha the second time. We pass it. They quote that Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds just like by tefillin. You say a bracha when you call man sheminicha mevarach aleihem, that's also Gemara Sukkah. So Rashi's opinion is that even if you shake a lulav a second time in the day, and you know you were yotze the first time, you still can say a bracha the second time. But we clearly don't follow that practice. By tefillin, we follow what it says in the Gemara. If you put on tefillin a second time in the day, you do say a bracha. There are people who put on tefillin every day for mincha. Not only mukubalim, misnagdim, there are some misnagdim also. Put on, there were kovalim in Europe before the war. The Bali Musa used to put on tefillin to mincha. They would say a bracha the second time in the day. They wouldn't wear tefillin the whole day long. They would take off the tefillin after shachas and put it back on, say a bracha. But by lulav, nobody holds like that. We don't follow that, Rashi. You don't say a bracha. Why? Because there's no kiyum. Somehow by tefillin there is a kiyum all day long. You wear tefillin longer than a kiyum. By lulav, apparently, there's no kiyum the rest of the day. So maybe this heder of the Anhir Yerushalayim only made sense in Yerushalayim. Maybe if it's in Yerushalayim, there's a kiyum all day long. Maybe in Yerushalayim, you'll say a bracha if you shake a second time in the same day. But we don't do like that. We don't do like that. So Nahamo. So the Tosfos points out in the Yosem Imenu, you're not allowed to use the Shemen as Osabano. Why is Shemen Osabano? Mukta is not Osabano. Means this is hooked to the Mitzvasoi. Hooked to the Mitzvasoi, you're not allowed to be Nena from it to be Mavatal at the Mitzvasoi. So Tosfos says, the Hukta Lemitzvasai applies how long? It goes on the Shemen Hamitachtei. The Shemen dripped down already. How long? The whole Shabbos? I say it's Hukta Lemitzvasai. No, but there was a Machloikis later, Moshe Shemesh Abiner. Are you allowed to use it or not? So Reb Shimon holds that there's no din of Migudis Katsoi. So he says, not only there's no din of Migudis Katsoi, that is Mutta Lataltalo, he says it's Mutta to use it as on your vegetables. Let's say after the Nair, Tosfos says, Kozman, the Nair is still Doleg, have a wick and have a flame on top of the wick and have a bowl full of oil on the bottom. So Tosfos says, Kozman, the Nair is Doleg, am I permitted to take a spoon and take out part of the oil and pour it on my vegetables in order to make it a little more tasty? So Tosfos says, no, that's a Malacha Deraisa Mechaba. The Gemara says, I'm a Mistapik Ben Hashem Hashem in there, Chayov, Mishum Mechaba. Chay means that it's a Malacha Deraisa, Chay Mishum Mechaba. So Kozman, the Nair is Doleg, of course you're not allowed to take out. What if the Nair went out? So if the Nair went out, Kozman, the Nair is Doleg, so I say everything below it is hooked to the Mitzvah. That was Mem Zayinim Nal. After the Nair goes out, do you say Migadis Katsoi? That's a Machlokes Abiyud and Reb Shimon. So we Paskin, you do say Migadis Katsoi. Reb Shimon holds you don't say Migadis Katsoi. So what does Reb Shimon say? You're allowed to move it around. What about to use it now? Are you allowed to take a spoon and use it on your vegetable? So would it appear that? Yes. It's Mutter. He says, Moshe Shemesh Abiner, Shebe Kairo, Mutter. Reb Shimon Mate. What Reb Shimon Mate? What Bitilto? And he's also Mate, Behishtamshes, Mutter Bano. What happened to the hook to the Mitzvah Soi? What happened to the hook to the mitzvah site? So apparently it's only hooked to the mitzvah, so it calls man ha-mitzvah. After this man ha-mitzvah is up, it's finished, no more hooked to the mitzvah site. Let's say, what about an esrog? I said the esrog is hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to eat it. And the hadassim are hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to smell it. So is that only for the hour? Let's say a bench esrog and we daven halal, and then we go with our shyness and finished. That's all. I'm not going to use the lulav and the esrog anymore for the course of the day. So they say, Tony hooks in the mitzvah of Bizman HaMitzvah, and the rest of the day is not Zman HaMitzvah, so it's no longer hooks in the mitzvah, so I can eat up the esrog the rest of the day, Mutta Leochloi, and I can be Meiriach in the, and I can smell the Hadas, and what do you say? No. So that's a Machloikis in Sukkah, in Gemara Sukkah, that's a Machloikis Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. So we paskin that it's muktze throughout the rest of the day. Why is it muktze throughout the rest of the day? Even though I already fulfilled the mitzvah, but there are other Jews in the world. So other Jews, it's still this man mitzvah theoretically. It's no longer this man. I designated, I bought my own lulav and esrog for myself, that I should be out to the mitzvah. I didn't buy it for the whole community. If I bought it for the whole community, and I used it in the morning, and then other 150 people are going to use the lulav and the esrog, so everybody would agree that it's still hooked to the mitzvah. I already used it once before you use it for the mitzvah. It's not called the chetz l'shon mitzvah yet. That's hazman ala milsi. That says in Shulchan Aruch. After you use it for the mitzvah, then it's labeled as a tashmishei mitzvah. So how long does it remain hooked to the mitzvah? So I'm going to use it. I bought it. I'm going to use it for an hour. I'm going to use it for esrog, benchen esrog, and I'm going to use it for halal, and I'm going to use it for hashinus. What about after I finished? So if I bought it, lechatchila das, the whole community is going to use 150 people. So we didn't finish using it yet. We started. Just like I need it for an hour for halal and for hashinus and for the bracha, so the other 150 people need it also. So we started with the mitzvah. It already is labeled as a tashmishei mitzvah. We didn't finish yet. But let's say I didn't buy it for the whole community. Everybody has their own lulav and esrog. This is not the esrog shel kohol. I bought it for myself. So that's a machlokes abayecham ish lokish and nigmar. So one amara holds a nigmar. Well, you bought it for yourself. So this mana mitzvah is finished. After this mana mitzvah is up, so it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. So you finished it already. There's no. It's not like tefillin that you call zman sheminicham avarach aleihem. Esrog, we don't say bracha the second time. So you can say, well, if you want, you can always decide to shake the esrog again a second time in a day. We pass, you don't say a bracha. We seem to assume that there's no heder, there's no kima mitzvah. Maybe in Yerushalayim they wouldn't argue. Maybe in a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, where did they live? Rabbi Yechon lived in Yerushalayim. I don't know. The Talmid Rabbi Yechon wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi. It means they lived in Yerushalayim. I don't know. See, I think the Rishonim call it Talmud Eretz Yisrael. They don't all call it Talmud Yerushalayim. I don't know if they lived in Yerushalayim. Maybe in Yerushalayim everybody would agree that I can use it later on in the day. So it's still my mitzvah. I don't know. But I call upon him, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, so we paskin that the hook to the mitzvah of the lulav and the esrog and the hadassim is all day long. Why? Because even though I finished, I bought the lulav for my own purposes and I only use it for an hour a day, it's already after hashinus, after everything, I don't plan to use it anymore. But there are other people in the world, there are other people who may want to use it. So that's still called this man ha-mitzvah. So it's still hooked to the mitzvah all day long. Yeah, but what about over here? Tosfos quotes a Gemara. The shemen, shebener, was used for a mitzvah of hadlokas neiris Shabbos. Interesting. That's considered a mitzvah. Hadlokas neiris Shabbos. We say a bracha. Shekedishana b'mitzvos v'svana lahadlik neir shal Shabbos. Yeah. Taisus in the beginning of Bama Adlikin discusses that. Is it correct that you say a bracha? Where is that Taisus? Where is it? Chatei on the day. Chovo. Right. It says that Maim Rishonim is a mitzvah and Maim Achreinim is a chovo. The Gemara has a lot. Maim Rishonim is a mitzvah, Maim Achreinim is a chovo. So Tosfos quotes an opinion that means that Maim Achreinim is only Mishum Sakona, it's not called a mitzvah, therefore you don't say a bracha. When you wash Maim Rishonim, you say a bracha, Shekirish, wash until it's a dime for bread, say a bracha, Shekirish, and so on until it's a dime. When you wash Mayim Achreinim, even in the case of Alachala days, you have to wash, because there is Melech Sodomis. Or because your daim is a hummus, Kushem Shemizuham, Fossil, the carbon, Kacha daim is a hummus, Psulis, Lebroch, and the Halacha. Many are make all this man as they weep with forks and spoons and knives, and our fingers are not sticky, we don't have Melech Sodomis. So neither reason for Mayim Achreinim applies, and many hold that you don't need Mayim Achreinim. But if the reason does apply, if your fingers are sticky, if there is Melech Sodomis, then you do have to wash. My machreinim. So Tosfos discusses when you do have to wash Medina the Gemara. My machreinim, do you say a bracha? So Tosfos says you don't say a bracha. That's not a mitzvah. To avoid putting yourself into sakana is not a mitzvah. So Tosfos claims that's the connotation of that phrase chova. Chova means something you have to do, but it's not officially labeled as a mitzvah. So the chachamim would have a misakana birchas hamitzvah. Same thing when you salt the flesh. You have to salt the flesh. You don't salt the flesh, you're going to be eating the blood. You'll be in violation of the yisad dam. But salting the flesh per se is not a mitzvah, a matir. So the same thing over here, my machreinim enables you to bench, enables you to function the rest of the day. So there's some Rishonim who made a comment and they said, the Gemara says, Shani Oimer, the Gemara has a lashon, Omarav, Hadlokas Nevi Shabbos, Chayvo. That's 10 lines on the top of Chofeim Beis in the Gemara. Rav says hadlakas neighbor Shabbos chayva, and the people have to be in the room. Hadlakas neighbor Shabbos chayva. So chayva. Why? So some rishonim were medayik chayva means like chayva my machronim. My machronim chayva in contrast to my rishonim mitzvah. So that means that my machronim you don't say bracha, my rishonim do say bracha. So there were those who said that amayim and hadlakas neir shal Shabbos, you don't recite a bracha. Because the Gemara says chayva, so that's what it means bedafke, that you should not say a bracha. Just like my machronim chayva means that you don't say a bracha. Yeshiratim Laima, that's the Taisus Chayva, about 7 lines in. Yeshiratim Laima, Dein Levarach Adlokas Nebini Karle Chavi, Kabina Maim Archayim Chavi, Ein Tunim Bracha. That's exactly what the connotation of Chavi. Rabbeinu Tam de Shibishu. It's not the same. Over here, it does mean Chayva to the exclusion of Mitzvah. No, Adlokas Nebis is a Mitzvah. So from our Gemara, you see like that. That Adlokas Nebis is a Mitzvah. Otherwise, how do you call it Huk to the Mitzvah? Taisus Amen Beis Amen Beis. Quotes a Gemara. Kidi amina lekamon memheim et aleph. Ein muktzel lereb Shimon and leshebish and lereb shoshu dola kol v'huktzel lemitzvosoi. The Gemara says on memheim et aleph. There's a shemish had been there b'shoshu dolek. It's huktzel lemitzvosoi. Let's say I have a container of salt that I throw on the meat in order to remove the dam. So you're going to say huktzel lemitzvosoi? No. It's not huktzel lemitzvosoi. Let's say the salt that I use to salt the dam. Maybe that's only hasmana. Let's say I use the salt to salt the meat, and then after I salted the meat, half an hour later I wash everything off, and I want to use this salt for some purpose or another. Din is that dam is also b'achila, is muta b'anor. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, the dam is muta b'anor. Not only suri achila are also b'anor. Some are also b'anor, most of them are muta b'anor. So dam is muta b'anor. It's a mishnah. So would you say it's forbidden to use the dam that I use to salt the flesh because hook to the mitzvah side? No, that's not. I'm permitted to get anor while it's salting the flesh also. Salting the flesh is not a mitzvah. So I'm not there. So the same over here. What does the Gemara say on Daf Mem Hem and Aleph? That the shemesh ha'benir b'shoshu hudolek is hook to the mitzvah side. So you see the Pharisee said it's a mitzvah. It's not just that you don't want to sit in the dark. You want to enjoy Oynik Shabbos and so on. No. They singled out Shemin Shebiner, that's considered a mitzvah. That's what Tosha says. When you take a shower for Shabbos, you don't say a bracha. Or when you vacuum the rug, you don't say a bracha. When you set the table, when you cook the cholent, you don't say a bracha. Only when you light the candles, you say a bracha. So the other Rishonim said, Manishtana, why should you say a bracha on Adlakas HaNer and not say a bracha on the other? It's all part of the same mitzvah. The hachonis that you do in advance, that's called kibu. Kibbut Shabbos, Kvot Shabbos, and the enjoyment, the pleasure that you get on Shabbos from the fact that the home is lit up and that the cholent is cooked and the table is set and so on, and that you feel clean, you took a shower, so that's called Einik Shabbos. So why did they single out Adlokas HaNer? So that's what the others hold. Adlokas HaNer is a chayv, it's something you have to do, but you can't really label it as a mitzvah. Yeah, so how does the Gemara say that it's hooked in a mitzvah? So we assume we do say a bracha on Adlokas HaNer. We assume that the Chachamim singled out Adlokas HaNer. I mean, they're Rabbanim is done. On the level of Dirik Kabbalah, if you just look in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Karas of the Shabbos of Gadosh Hashem Rechubot, it doesn't single out, in the Pasuk it doesn't single out Hadlokas HaNer from all the other activities of Kvot Shabbos. But Midir Abonon, the Tanoi made a whole parak out of 24 program, a whole parak by Mem Adlikin, and the Mishnah insists you have to be Madlokas HaNer. So the Chachamim Midir Abonon singles it out. They declared that this is a mitzvah. So that's what we say, that the Kol Zman Mitzvasai, the Shemin Shabiner will be hooked to the Mitzvasai. Hooked to the mitzvah means, so again, Tosha says, hooked to the mitzvah means that it's asa b'hanor to be mevatelet b'mitzvah. To take a spoon and take out some of the oil from the bottom, which is, while it's still burning. Take out the oil and pour it on your vegetable. Tosha says, that's a malacha deraisa. They quote from Beit Tadav Chabes. That's kefelach. Amistatik ben Hashem Hashem Ner Chayim Shem Mechabeh. So that, we're not going to talk about that. And to carry the Ner to another room in order to illuminate the other room, that's not bikul mitzvah, that's mamish tekiya mitzvah. The case that was the machlokes and the mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur quotes the machlokes and the mechaber and the taz had the machlokes. Had a paskin and the machlokes that smelling the hadasim that is serving as the schach, that's because you neither mevatlim and mitzvah, nor are you enhancing the mitzvah, neither here nor there, it's in between. If you would have taken down this schach and thrown it in a fire, or used it as a toothpick, your mamish mevatlet me mitzvah. If let's say you somehow there would be a din, by having pleasure from the schach, he enjoys sitting in the sukkah better, so then that enhances the mitzvah. How can you say that that's hooked in the mitzvah? So that's what Taisa says. To carry the candle to another room in order to illuminate the other room is forbidden on Shabbos, not because hooked to the mitzvah. No, that's mamish kiyum mitzvah, like on Yom Tov. That's the kiyum mitzvah. So that you have to ask it because of basis of davar asur. But over here Taisa says, to say that you're not allowed to get, let's say you're going to say, you're not allowed to get hanor from the ner hadolik on the table. The your mother benches lift on the table, so you're going to say, well, you're not allowed to look in this mirror, so you're not allowed to eat the food lior haner that she benched the lift on. You're not allowed to get hanor because hooked to the mitzvah. So you have to light another candle on the side that she didn't say the bracha. No, that's the mitzvah. You can't say hooked to the mitzvah. That's like saying you're not allowed to take an estrogen lulav and shake it because hooked to the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah to shake it. So here, this is the mitzvah. So Tosfos has to figure out, where do you have a case where the thing is hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to get hanor from it, and you're getting hanor from it is not the mitzvah. So they say the shemen hamitaftes, the shemen that dripped down originally was part of this whole bowl of shemen. So the whole thing originally was hooked to the mitzvah, so that what, that you're not allowed to ein yosem imenu. But anyway, so they said there is any other man. If you're going to take out the shemen, it'll be a malach of mechaber. Okay, so you don't really need it over there. Kol zman that it's all together, you don't need. It doesn't add anything, the hook to the mitzvot. But it adds in the following sense. If you'll have some shemen, it will be mitaftei. So that shemen is no longer involved in the mitzvot. So now I say, any other man, the shemen min amuchon, that's a violation of hook to the mitzvot. So how long is that? How long is that? So in Sukkah, there was the machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish about the lulav in the esrog the rest of the day. I already finished my mitzvah. So we pasken l'alocha, even the remainder of the day, it's still hooked to the mitzvah, so it's also bano. You're not allowed to eat the esrog later in the day because someone else can use it. Even though you don't plan to use it, someone else can use it. So that was the machlekes. But over here, the shemen hamitaftev, nobody can use it. Nobody can use it over here.
So
Taisus makes a distinction. What do they say? The Zafim Pashtein Taisus says, Kozman, the candle is burning, the Shemen Amitaftei, it still is Zman Mitzvah. The fact that it still is Zman Mitzvah is irrelevant for the Shemen in the Nair, because that you can't be Mistapik Mimenu anyway, because that's a Malacha, a Mechaber. And you can't move it around because bus is Davar Asa. So it adds nothing. The fact that it's hooked to the mitzvah adds nothing with respect to the shemen shebin there. But it adds on with respect to if any of that shemen will be mitafteif, so kol zman in there is still doleg, so it's still kol zman mitzvah. So the hook to the mitzvah is for kol zman mitzvah. After the ner goes out, then it's no more hook to the mitzvah. That's what I said. This will be l'chala days. Bainler Rabbi Yechon and Bainler Reish Lakish, they argue by the lulav and the esrog, because even though I finish my mitzvah, someone else can use the lulav and the esrog later in the day. But here, after the ner goes out, it's Shabbos. So what? Someone's going to light the ner. Shabbos HaMalacha. You can't light the ner. See, after the ner goes out, it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. So they say a chiddush. That's how they're interpreting in the Mishnah. And the yosin imenu, you're not allowed to get hanor from it. It's not because it's hooked to, not because it's Mukta buses. No, buses is the reason why you're not allowed to move it. And the yosim many, you're not allowed to get out. And mukta le tiltul is mutabano. Taisus has a haichachu from a gemara. In Pesachim, Taisus brings it right. The mukta is mutabano. But this has to be hooked to the mitzvah. And the yosim menu, because it's considered a mitzvah, that's a right to the Rabbi Natan. The Rablokas on there is a mitzvah. It was singled out as a mitzvah. And the whole thing, the whole shemen of psil, everything is a hook to the mitzvah. Right? And calls man hamitzvah, you're not allowed to get hanor from it, even though it's not mevatlet mitzvah. So the way he's learning, we have the shayla, the machlokes, are you allowed to smell the hadassim or not? So the Tosfos says you're not allowed to smell the hadassim. No, Tosfos says you're not allowed to smell the hadassim. Getting hanor from the shemesh and itafteif is not mevatlet mitzvah. It's anyway not in the mitzvah. You're not taking away from the mitzvah. It already fell out from the cup. You're not going to put it back into the cup on Shabbat. That'll be havara. So getting hanor from the shemen sheni taftev, l'chorei should be parallel to the case of smelling the hadassim. So Taisus interprets in the Mishnah, that's what it says. Calls man hamitzvah, you're not allowed to get hanoah from it because it's hooked to the mitzvah. After the flame will go out, that's lachas man hamitzvah, bein l'Rabbi Yechon, bein l'Rabbi Shlokish, it'll be lachas man hamitzvah. Let's see this Taisus. En yos menel fish enim en amuchon. So they say, you don't have to say, because migudis katsoi all day long, you don't have to say it goes only alibir abyudah. So you tell me there's a stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon denies hook to the mitzvah. So he says, no, it doesn't have to go against Rabbi Shimon. It could be open to Rabbi Shimon. You could even say that Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shimon. We happen not to paskin like this part of Rabbi Shimon. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon and Muktzeh. We have to get to what the machlekes is. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon that he denies migudis katsoi. That's the end of the mesichta. The Amorai make this compromise. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon and his general dispute with Rabbi Yehuda on Muktzeh, but we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon regarding Migudis Katzah. So they say, don't tell me that this is a Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Shimon. It wouldn't be so bad. Halachik Stam Mishnah, we pass in Migudis Katzah. Because it doesn't want to understand. You don't have to say it like that. If you want to, you can correct Shimon, the Matem, Moshe Shemesh have been there. He doesn't believe in Migudis Katzah. And maybe when the Mishnah says, and yes, and the Tana Hacha calls man Shadaylik, only calls man and there is Daylik. A different reason. Why? Because it's still Zman Mitzvasa. In Huk to the Mitzvasa, Zasa Banoa calls Man Mitzvasa. The Bemuk to Machmas Mitzvah, where the Reb Shimon? Yeah, that's the Gemara in Sukkah. There's an institution of Huk to the Mitzvasa. Kediyama Big Marla Kamon. A Muk to the Reb Shimon, Allah Shem Bishabaner, Shah Shudar, they call the Huk to the Mitzvasa, Huk to the Yisurai. What does that mean? Hold the Huk to the Mitzvasa, Huk to the Mitzvasa, you understand. Huk to the Mitzvasa is Zasa Banoa. Kishem shachal shem shamayim malach agidya, it's a korban, it's also banon, the ila behegdish, kachal shem shamayim malach sukkah, let's say it's on sukkah, the sun is burning hot. If you stay in the sun, you get a sunstroke. So you want to sit in the sukkah in order not to get sick from the sun. Or it's drizzling outside, you sit in the sukkah, it's dry, you have so much skak, it's not going to, if it's going to rain, the rain will go through. A light drizzle is that you'll be protected. So you're going to say, no, you're not allowed to get anor from the sukkah. No, that's what the mitzvah sukkah is, to sit in the sukkah. The sukkah tiel, how did the Gemara quote the pasuk on the first half in sukkah? Sukkah tiel, it's el yomo mechorev. That's what the sukkah is for. To give you protection from the sun and to give you protection from the cold at night. If you stand outside in the nighttime, you'll be chilly. If you sit in the sukkah, you'll be warmer. Yes. A pasuk in Yeshaya chapter Dalit, the first daf in Sukkah based on the Sukkah Tiel, it's El Yom HaMichorev. The Sukkah is for the purpose of giving you shade and giving you protection and so on. So you don't say, hooks in the mitzvah is getting anor from the Sukkah. No, that's the mitzvah of the kach. That's not a violation. Getting anor means if you get anor and you mevatlet the mitzvah. If you get anor, you neither mevatlet the mitzvah, nor is this part of the mitzvah. So that was the machloikis. That was the machloikis by smelling the hadasim. That is serving as chach, and the Tosfos over here seems to hold that even though you're not mevatel the mitzvah, like the shemesh and itaptes, it fell away already. Sure, finished. It fell out of the cup. Nonetheless, ein leyosim imenu. Sounds like the shulchan aruch pasuk that you're not allowed to hook to the mitzvah means even if you're not mevatel the mitzvah. So the Tosfos quotes the lashon of Gemara. Well, hook to the mitzvah, hook to the yisurah. What does that mean? Hook to the mitzvah means that it's also banor. What does hook to the yisurah mean? So the Maharsha on this Tosfos explains what the expression means. If you have Maicha Adam, that's Roy Lachila, that's not Muktzeh. Adam Mikhail Machom and Mashkema are not Muktzeh. If you have Maicha Behemah, it's also not Muktzeh. Even though Maicha Behemah is not Makabal Tum, only if it's Roy Lachila is Adam, but still, the Gemara says that Maicha Behemah is not considered Muktzeh either. What happens if you have food that's delicious, tasty food? But it's also banor. Let's say you have chametz b'pesach. Chametz b'pesach is very lachilas adam, very tasty. But it's also banor. You can't eat it. You're not allowed to feed it to the dogs. You're not allowed to eat it yourself. So because of the fact that it's also banor, that causes that it's not very lachilas adam. It's not very lachilas b'hemah. So that makes it into muktzeh. It becomes muktzeh. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if a balabasta comes to the rabbi with a shaila in Hilchas Pesach, whether something is chametzik. So it says in the Achronim that the rabbi should have a special location where they should tell the balabos, she has a pot of soup and there's a little crumb of chametz there, so the shaila v'mashu or whatever, so you should tell the balabos, put it down over here in a location where if he's going to pass him that it's chametz and it's also banor, So it's going to be in the middle of his dining room table. You won't be able to take it off. It's going to be muktzah. If he's going to paskin that it's asa, it's going to be muktzah. You won't be able to move it. Even the tzarkuf and the tzarkum kaima. The hetzah tzarkuf and tzarkum kaima is only by klisha malach taliyisa, a screwdriver or a hammer. It's not a hetzah by muktzah mamish. It says the prima gadim has this. When Balabasta comes with a shayla on Pesach, if it's chalamoyt, so there's no problem of tilta muktzah. But if it's Shabbos chalamoyt or it's yontif, so then there's a prohibition of tilta muktzah. So if the thing turns out that it is going to be chametz, if the psak is going to turn out to be lechumet, then it's going to turn out that it's muktzah. You can't move it. So make sure that when they come and they bring it, there should be a makam miyuchah to leave it over there. So why does that become muktzah? It's royal achilos adam, it's delicious soup. Royal achilos adam. The answer is no. Something is also bano that makes it into muktzah. So that's what the Gemara's lashon is. Oh, the hook to the mitzvasai. Since it's also to get hano, the shemesh of the neir b'shosha haneir doleg is hooked to the mitzvosai. You're allowed to use the warmth that comes out from the neir. You're allowed to use the illumination, the light that comes out. But you're not allowed to use the actual shemen itself. The shemen is hooked to the mitzvosai. So since it's osur to use it for your own purposes, memela becomes muktzah. Even though it's roi lachila, it's perfectly roi lachila, but the fact that it has an isa hano on top of it, then it becomes like chametz bepesach. So chametz bepesach is muktzah. So this also becomes muktzah. That's what the lashon hagemara means. Well, the hook to the mitzvah, it starts off as being hooked to the mitzvah, so therefore that causes it to become hooked to the isur, because anything that's also to get hano from, the mele becomes muktzah, muktzah machmas gufa, muktzah machmas atzma. The Taisa says, what is the Gemara driving at? Shemen Shebin Air, Bishoshu Dolek, you're not allowed to get Hanoh. It means Shemen Shebin Air, Bishoshu Dolek, literally, no, below Shebin Air, Mamish Koma. It doesn't mean you're not, the reason why you're not allowed to take a spoon and take out some of the Shemen Shebin Air, Bishoshu Dolek, is because hook to the mitzvahsai, and you're mevatel in the mitzvahsai. No, that's also the hahi, to take out with a spoon the Shemen while it's burning. That activity is also above hochim mishum mechabek damah beveit the perik sheni. I'm establishing men hashem mishem neirchay mishum mechabek. The kolay mishem and I'm itaftet men aneir. The Gemara and daf emeir men aleph that says sheb mishem neir b'shoshu dar lehal hook to the mitzvah hook to the isuroi doesn't go on the shem and sheb neir. It's the shem and shahayob neir. When itaftet, it used to start off in the beginning of Shabbos, it was in the neir, and it all became hook to the mitzvah. So even if it's mitaftet. Calls man that the neir is still doleg, so that's that remains hooked to the mitzvah. Calls man mitzvah, even though it dropped out, even though these drips of oil fell out from the container. El kolam mishemen hamitaftef men aner. However, hatiltol the neir atzmo. What about moving around the candle? So why does the Gemara have to say mem zayin omer aleph? That you're not allowed to move around the candle because it's a basis for davar ha'asa. So it's over here. You're not allowed to move around the candle because all the shemesh in there is hooked to the mitzvah. So hooked to the mitzvah, so makes it that it's also ba'anoah. Also ba'anoah makes it that it's muktzah. So you're not allowed to move it because it's muktzah. What do you have to say? Because buses. What do you have to come around buses? Say because hooked to the mitzvah, so hooked to the yisur, right? The Tzai says, no. Why does the guy want to move the candle? He wants to move the candle to the other room in order to illuminate the other room. That is the mitzvah. So you can't say hooked to the mitzvah with respect to that activity. The Gemara had to come on with a different reason. Why? Because that is the mitzvah. Shame bitl mitzvah meshem metaltalo. You're not mevatel in the mitzvah. They don't mean you're not mevatel in the mitzvah. The shem and sheni taptif also you're not mevatel in the mitzvah. But the moving of the candle, that is the mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah is all about. That's the shalom bayis. To give illumination whenever it's in the line of the mitzvah. So you can't say that. You can't slap on him in any sense.
That's not because of the shaman in the plate, the shaman. But you're not in the bottle. But you should say, if Taisa is trying to be machalic between the shaman, that's the tate, and the air itself, Taisa should say, because the only mitzvah, Taisa is the same swarish, and little mitzvah mashim.
Yeah, I think you have to say like that because by the shemesh and itaftev, also it's not you're not being mevatel in mitzvah. So I think you have to add on. That's what it doesn't only mean ain't bitl mitzvah. Adarav, but that is the mitzvah. That is the you're using it for the mitzvah. So if you're using it for the mitzvah, You can't say hooks in the mitzvah so doesn't allow you to use this for the mitzvah. How can you say that? That is the mitzvah to move the candle from one room to the other. So you can't say it's also because hooks in the mitzvah. You say no, it's also because of buses. But the hooks in the mitzvah sets in, it's relevant when it gets to the shemen hamitafte. An interesting thesis, the way Tosfos interpreted the Mishnah. And the Yosef Menos Vishenim and Amuchan is not Enim and Amuchan because of buses. No. If it would only be buses, he wouldn't say it's Asabah no. Mukta is not Asabah no. Mukta is only Asabah Tilto, Gzeri Shema Yotzi. Why should you say it's Asabah no? The answer is it's hooked to the mitzvah, so that's why it's Asabah no. Ain't a Yosef. The word Ain't a Yosef means you're not allowed to get Anoeh. Not allowed to get on that because it's hooked to the mitzvah side, based on the din by Sukkot. Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkot. And the Tosfos goes, Lushitas Rabbi Natam, on Daf Chotei, that the whole Hadlokas on there has been singled out mid the Rabbanon as a mitzvah. Yeah, like Tosfos would say, the Cholin is hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to eat it. How can you say that? The whole mitzvah is to eat it. I don't think. Let's say a person is stuffed. He already finished eating the cholent. He's stuffed already. Is he going to say, oh, that's hooked to the mitzvah, the cholent that he eats and he gets pleasure from, that is the mitzvah. But once he's stuffed already, he should say, you're not allowed to handle, you're not allowed to get hanor. Let's say I want the leftover cholent, I want to feed it to the dog. Is there an Easter in feeding it? If you have a leftover korban, you're not allowed to feed it to the dog. If you have leftover cholent, is there an Easter to feed it to the dog, feed it to a nochri? No. You don't say hooked to the mitzvah on the leftover cholent. The Pashto says only by the Shem and Shebiner. That's hooked to the mitzvah, because that was singled out by the Rabbanon as a mitzvah. And the cholent was never singled out. So that's the leftover cholent you're allowed to eat. The leftover cholent you're allowed to feed to the noch. So Tosfos concentrated on the left line in the Mishnah about the Shem and Hamitat, if any has metal fish and manamkum. What's on the first line? You're not allowed to put a kli tachas anel a kabul bayas hashemen. I see the shemen dripping down from the nair and it's going to stain the tablecloth. So he doesn't want a stain, he doesn't want an oil stain on the tablecloth. So he wants to put a plate on the bottom. So it says you're not allowed to put a plate on the bottom. So the shayla is, why not? What's the avera? So the Gemara has three interpretations what the avera is. So Rav Chisda has the first shita. He says there's an Easter to do a Hatzolah on Shabbos. Just like the Chachamim prohibited Refuah b'Shabbos because we're concerned that Shem Yishachik, Samimonim, he may get so nervous about the Chayla. He may start doing Malachis. So we're going to tell him, you're allowed to prepare a Refuah for the Chayla, but make sure you don't do any Malachis. He may get so carried away, he may do a malacha. So we say, you're not allowed to prepare any refuah for the chod. If he's a chod, the shem sakana, so then we say the chachamim were meko. That's the opinion that we pass from like Mishulchan Aruch. Others disagree. Even for a chod, the shem sakana also. But Mishulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that the gzera the rabbanon of refuah is only for a body with a mechesh bialma. But a chod, the shem sakana, they were meko. I more reason to get carried away. Yeah, but the guy's really sick. So there we say we allow you to violate it, but for Bari when a mechush bam, we're afraid he's going to get carried away. Even though he's not doing any malacha, so here also Rav Chisda comes up a new prohibition. It's forbidden to do an act of hatzola. Right. One is also to do an act of hatzola on Shabbos because he may get so carried away, he may by mistake violate a malacha. Yeah. That's really, we had that in the Mishnah later. If my house is burning down on Shabbos, I'm not permitted to ask a Nochri to extinguish the flame. So we had a Kasha, Tosfos had a Kasha, why not? Isn't it a Shus, the Shus, the Mokam, the Hefzid Merubah? The house is a $1 million house. And Amir and the Nochri is only the Rabbanan. Even if I'll put out the flame myself, it's a Malacha Shem Tzvich Lugufa. I'm not going to use the Pechon. So why don't you say that a Shus, the Shus, the Mokam, Mitzvah should be Mutter? And the Mishnah says, Kuf Chafalach Menalp, that you're not allowed to, Enam Lo Kabei. You're not allowed to put it out. So Tosfos raises the issue. So Tosfos says, no, that's a new issue. Even though, strictly speaking, should have been mutter, Shuzushus, Malcolm, have some Ruba, should have been mutter. We're choshish that he may, we're afraid that he may violate an Issa Malach. So we don't allow you to use the standard heter over here. So similarly over here, Rav Chisda learns is that they slapped on a new issa, you're not allowed to do an act of hatzolah. We're afraid. It depends what the instance is. If it's what's the ace tzara that came up that is trying to do an act of hatzolah? Is it a standard ace tzara? It happens every single week. This issue comes up, and there's a standard solution to the problem. So if every week the shemen would be metaptef on the tablecloth and it would be dripping every week, so he's not going to get carried away. He's not going to forget what it is. It's for the last 5,000 years. Since 6,000 years, since Sheshes made Bereshes, this is Chava did it like that, and it was dripping on the table. Other Mauritians figured out the solution. Everybody knows that's the solution. When the shemen is dripping, so you put a plate on the bottom, and it doesn't stain the tablecloth. So if it's a hatzolah mitzuya, what does he say? If it's hatzolah mitzuya, san alta mice, everybody knows he's not going to get flustered, he's not going to get carried away, he's not going to make a mistake. But if it's hatzolah shena mitzuya, then lo hitiru, because he may get so tzitumot, he may forget and do a malach. So that's one way to read the Mishnah. He knows him kli, tachas haner, Kabul boyas Hashem, and because there's a new Isra Hatzolah. If it's Hatzolah Shein Mitzuya, you're not allowed to. Then the Gemara has another interpretation. Rav Yosef Amar, Amem Gimel Amar Aleph, the six lines from the top. Rav Yosef says the reason why you're not allowed to is because the Shemen Shebener is Muktzah. The Mishnah ends off it's Muktzah. And if you're going to put a plate underneath the Shemen Shebener, the plate is going to become a basis ledavar asur. And you're not allowed to take a plate which is not muktzah and convert it into muktzah on Shabbos, because that's a violation of mevatel kli mei heichono. Heichono means mukhan and muktzah opposites. So if there was a kli that was mukhan, a kli pesach digadishes is a machlokes hatanaim. All year long, a pesach digadishes are they muktzah now. So that's, we're going to get to that. But the regular dishes are not muktzah. So I have a kli which is mukhan. Now I'm going to put it under the shemen hamitaptiv. It's going to become a basis and davrasa. So I'm taking the mukhan and mevatlet. Mevatlet kli mehei chono. I'm canceling its status of mukhan and making it into a muktzah. So that's some kind of an iser or another. It can't be an iser deraisa. What is the iser? So that's what the top taster points out. There are two rashis. The Rashi on the Mishnah on Mem Beis on the Beis writes Mevatel Kli Meichonoim Shem Nabi Kekavei Al Hamakom Amechaber Betitz Adamik Limalocha. It looks like he's bona. Looks like he just attached the kli to the table, as if he just nailed it into the table, because he can't move it anymore. So it's a violation of bona. And the Rashi, the Terek Basra Pirish Bekuntres Rashi and Kuf Nundal says a different shot. That what Dasa Mishum Nasi Kisoser. He had a useful kli which was mukhan, and now he just made it into muktzah. Now he can't use it. So it's as if he broke, as if I took a plate and I smashed it, as if I broke the plate. No, there is a din of buses. No, we know there's a din. There is. Shemen Amitaptef is muktzah for some reason or another. That's the thesis worked on. Shemen Amitaptef is muktzah. If you put a plate underneath, it becomes a buses. So you're not allowed to put a plate underneath because you know in advance you're going to make it into a buses, and making it into a buses is so sad. Making it into a buses is so sad. Sosa mid the Rabbanah. It's not Sosa mid Atara. Sosa mid the Rabbanah. Sosa mid Atara. Sosa mid Atara. Livnos. This is Sosa on a cup. Let's say I have a paper cup. And I finish drinking my soda and then I crumble the cup. So some people always do that. So on Shabbos, the Ramah says you're not allowed to. The Ramah says, Milchus Shabbos, you're not allowed to sweep with a broom, that bristles are going to fall out because you're partially breaking the broom. Same thing over here. If you take a cup and you crumble it, so that's an Isser of Sosa mid the Rabbanah. Mechzik is Sosa. Mechzik is Sosa means Sosa mid the Rabbanah. So that's the second shot in the Mishnah. And that's mekli tachas and el kabel bas Hashem, and not because of new isa hatzolah, hatzolah sheni mitzuya lehi tiru. It's an isa because of mevatel kli meichana. Then the Gemara quotes Rav Yitzchok is a third reason. Here the two lines before the wide line, and then gimel and al. Rav Yitzchok hasn't gotten a new reason because enkli nital el letzarech davar hanital. That's how he reads the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah only writes the last two pshatim. He doesn't write the first one. He writes v'kasava. Rashi writes on the Mishnah, the fourth line in the Rashi. Enkli nital b'shabbos tzarech davar hanital. And I'm v'kasava also levatel kelim meichana. They really look at it. We'll see. Are there three pshatim or two pshatim? We'll have to take a look in the Gemara. What is Rabbi Yitzchak's din? What is that all about? Enkli nital tzarech davar hanital. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. It's really a steer between the two sugyas. We'll learn the Gemara. Mem Gimel Amanaf. We'll see where the Rishonim got it from the Gemara. That our sugya understands it one way, and the other sugya seems to understand it differently. Our sugya understands like this: there is a din of tiltum mukta, then there's a din of tiltum plisha malachta liyister. You're not allowed to move around a hammer or a screwdriver. Unless I need the screwdriver hammer to open up a jar of pickles or something like that. So that's the tzorach gufo. I left it by mistake, left it in the middle of the table. And I have to serve over here. I want to eat the meal. It's in the way. So the tzorach mekayim, the tzorach gufo, you're allowed to move it. What about a klisha malachta lehetzer? So we saw the Gemara later that the Gemara says that the in the Beis HaMikdash on the Shulchan, they had the lechem aponim, the two siddurim, they had the six, two piles of six lechem aponim. So they, all week long, they didn't have the lechem aponim sitting on top of each other. Kidei shelo yisapshu. It was really in there. So there was lechem cham kiyom hilokha. It was still warm when they ate it on Shabbos afternoon, a week later. That was a miracle. But the miracle didn't always occur in the Beis HaMikdash. Not all the miracles always occurred all the time. So, and even if the miracle is going to occur, but you try to make as much v'derech hateva as you can. So they didn't have the lechem aponim sitting one on top of the other. They had them sitting on a shelf. So if you're going to put one on top of the other, upper ones will spoil the lower ones. Even though a miracle happened and it tasted delicious, okay, that's a miracle, but try to be mamash. So there's a thing, you have to have ksos anotso. You have to have the shelves to hold up the upper five lechem aponim, the bottom lechem aponim sitting on the shulchan. And the five that are on top are sitting on the shelves. So the Gemara says that every Friday they would take down the shelves and they would put the lechem aponim on top of each other, because in the next few hours they're going to take off the whole lechem aponim. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. They're going to switch, put on the new lechem aponim, take off the old lechem aponim. Kohanim are going to say kiddush, they're going to wash, they're going to say amoitz, they're going to eat the lechem aponim then. So it's going to be 1, 2, 3. So how long is it going to be? It's going to be for 13 hours, 14 hours. They're going to take off the shelves now on Erev Shabbos before the extension, and then they're going to take off the whole lechem aponim. So the Gemara says for the 13, 14 hours, you don't have to be concerned that the lechem aponim is going to get ruined. So the Rishonim point out, wait a minute, but this is a klisha malachta lehetzer, a table. There's a klisha malachta lehetzer. So what's wrong? The Gemara says, and even though normally in Shavuos b'Migdash, Tosfos points out, but this Shavuos they were guys in the Migdash. So you see that there is an iser tiltul klisha malachta lehetzer shelo l'tzorach klal. You're not allowed to move a klisha malachta lehetzer shelo l'tzorach. The tzorach, not only the tzorach gufo, the tzorach mekayim is mutter, even mechama l'tzel is also mutter. And derech hishtamshus is certainly mutter. That's the tzorach gufo. But absolutely, shelo l'tzorach klal, the Rishonim derive from this Gemara, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch derive from this Gemara, that shelo l'tzorach klal, you're not allowed to move a klisha malachta lehetzer. So our sugya seems to learn in Rabbi Yitzchak, enkli nital, etzorach dover anital, is an iser in tiltul kelim. We know that the anshik nes hagdoyle, b'mei nechemi, ben chakalya, nishnes nishnazu, the Gemara says later, kol hakelim, that when they came back in the beginning of the tkufas by Sheni, they saw there was a lot of chilul Shabbos. People had their shops open, they were working in the farms and everything. Rampant chilul Shabbos, in order to be mechazik, shmira Shabbos, so nechemi ben chakalya introduced all these gzeres to Rabban. So one of the gzeres was this Easter of tiltul kelim, even klisha malachta lehetzer. He made the gzeres. You're not allowed to move it at all. So the gzeres was only made on kelim. He never made the gzeres on ochlim or mashkim. He never made the gzeres on svarim on kelim. So there's a rule: a klisha malachta lehetzer shelo l'tzorach klal. You're not allowed to move around. But this is a tzorah. He wants to take a kli in order to protect a beitza shenoda, in order to protect the tablecloth from the dripping wax or from the dripping oil. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. No, that's considered an illegitimate tzorach. That's considered like shalot tzorach klal. Just like in Avraham in Mitalkul Kishm Lachta Lahet to shalot tzorach klal, we have a list of approved tzorachim. We only permit you to be Mitalkul, if there wouldn't have been a din v'chlal, if there's no Easter until Kishm Lachta Lahet, so you don't even get to first base, the story doesn't begin. But the answer is no, there is a din. You're not allowed to be metalfa l'klisha malachta lehetzer shalot tzorach klal. So we have to draw up a list of approved tzorachim. What do we recognize as a legitimate tzorach, what not? So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. A klisha l'tzorach dover ha'sheino nital b'shabes, that's not an approved tzorach. So that's considered like Shalot HaTorah Klal, you're not allowed. How do you see from our sugya that that's the pshat? Because the Gemara says, a lot of kashas. The Gemara says, Meisve kol hani tiyufta, the second wide line. Amen Gimlam and Alf. The Gemara says, they asked a series of kashas against Rav Yitzchak. The Shani, and he answered all of the kashas in one sweeping answer, the Tzorach L'mkama. What does it mean, Tzorach L'mkama? So that's what Taisus points out in Beitza, at the beginning of Beitza, and he quotes his Gemara. If you have a hammer in the middle of the tab, you have a screwdriver, and you're allowed to move it, let's start off because it's in the way. Or I move a screwdriver in order to open up the jar of pickles. So then when I finished, and I took it off of the table, no more risha of start off mekoma. So do I have to drop it immediately, and then kick it under the table to hide the hammer? Or do you say, no, once I have the hammer in my hand, I have to, because start off mekoma, I can walk 10 rooms down in the home and put it where it belongs, in the shed, where I keep all the other tools. Or let's say I use the screwdriver to open up the pickle jar in the kitchen, so do I have to drop it right away on the counter and leave it there? It won't be in anyone's way, but it's going to look funny. Or do you say, no, once I had a heter to be metalka of the screwdriver, so, and I still have it in my hand, I didn't put it down, so the heter allows me to go all the way. So that's the Tosfos quotes on Gemara. The Gemara says, if it's Tzorach L'mekomo, if you had a heter to move the kli anyway, Tzorach L'mekomo, so then you can move it wherever you want, and then you can move it L'tzorach Dabar HaSarot. You see from our Gemara that the whole Yisrael HaEaster of Rabbi Yitzchak ain't kli nitov, we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara says we don't pass like it. But you see, the Yisrael of his sheet is that it's a chumrah, it's a detail, it's a prat within the din, of tilto klisha malachta leheta. You're not letting him in metalto klisha malachta leheta, shalot tzorach klal. We have to draw up a list of approved tzorachim. So the tzorach dover asa, that's a non approved tzorach. That's remarkable that the same sugi appears in Beitza. It says, Daflam and Vav Amar Aleph, Rav Yitzchak and a whole series of kashas. In Beitza, the Gemara never once answered the tzorach l'mekomo. Here the Gemara says, Meis v'kol hani tiyufte. They asked a series of kashas, all the kashas that appear men gimel amar aleph on the top, toshma, 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 every time it says they're toshma, so they asked all these kashas against Rabbi Yitzchak, and he answered one parrot to all the six kashas, it's Tzorach L'mekomo. And the Sugyan Beitza never answered Tzorach L'mekomo. Tosfos points it out. Shana lebe Tzorach L'mekomo. The Tosfos is here, men gimel amar aleph. Shana lebe Tzorach L'mekomo. So they say, and Beitza, the Gemara gives a different answer to the kasha. They don't give the answer, they say, Delo Paroi. And Beitza the Gemara never answered Tzorach L'mekomo. So that's what the Bala Mor points out. But the Sugya and Beitza seems to have had a different understanding of Rabbi Yitzchak. We're not going to pass like Rabbi Yitzchak anyway, whatever the understanding is. But the Sugya there has a different understanding, that he holds that just like there's been a button from the Dabar HaAsur, that whatever is on the bottom of the Muktzah that's holding it up becomes a button. So if you put something on top to protect the Muktzah, the thing you put on top also becomes Muktzah. You can't say it's a button. It's upside down buses, and when you pick it up already here, I'm picking up the Kaira Aldas to cover over a Beitzah and all the Bishabas. It's already considered Muktzah now. Al Shem Ha'asid. Not only on the bottom is Muktzah, on the top is also Muktzah. It's also Dina buses, and when I pick it up, it's already an Isha Tokum Muktzah. It already became Muktzah from the beginning. So if the Yisrael Adin of Rav Yitzchak is that I labeled it as Muktzah, then there's no have to talk from Kama. Tzorach L'mekomo is only a heter within the prohibition of Tilkul Kelim. So it's really a steer between the two sugyas. That's the teretz on the steer. There's a steer in Rashi's. And the Kivega later has a steer in two Rashi's. Rashi in Beitza Daf Lamed Vav says that the whole din of Rav Yitzchak is based on Muktzah, and it only makes sense. I'll leave it to Rav Yudah, and according to Rav Shimon, there's no din of Muktzah, there's no din of Rav Yitzchak. And Rashi in Shabbos says that the din of Rav Yitzchak is Bengler Rav Shimon. So it's a spira. So the teretz is here. Mem gimel amen beis. Rabbi Kivega has. Rabbi Kivega with a misprint in it, but Rabbi Kivega points out there's a balamor says like that. So the answer is there's a spira sasugyu. Our Gemara clearly holds that Rabbi Yitzchak's din is based on tilta the yisur tilta kelim. So that's why it's bengler Rabbi Shimon, bengler Rabbi Yudah, and the sugyan beitza holds not so. Sugyan beitza never answers Torah from Mekoma. Sugyan beitza holds Rabbi Yitzchak's din is based on Muktzah. So that's why they never answered Tzorach L'mekomo. That's why Rashi writes in Beitza that Rabbi Yitzchak's din is only meaningful Aliba the Rabbi Yudah. According to Rabbi Shimon, he's not so machmer a Muktzah, so he wouldn't declare this as Muktzah. He wouldn't be able to hold like Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay? Again, tonight, whoever is free, I invite everyone to come at 9 o'clock or so. Anyone have some ramen for tonight? Something? Someone else here say something? Okay.
I've heard of that comparison where it's called Balmore.